I was going to ask you about that. What sort of little boat would you use to go fishing around here? Did you ever hear of a pirogue or a bateau? Any sort of?
The bateau is called the same thing as you would around the pond.
Yeah.
They had what's called a canoe, but I wasn't getting, you know, you couldn't fish in them canoes, getting that. You have to stay balanced in them all the time. You can, if you get over balance, that thing will flip over with you.
Yeah, that's a wider boat, you know, with a...
No, that boat come in like that, you know, canoes.
Yeah, right. They used to dig them out of trees sometimes.
Yeah, they burn them out. So Grandpa Pearson told me. Grandpa Pearson said they're getting there and chutting, get it started, get a fire started, and they wash it and keep the fire burning like they want it. And burn one of them out in 2-3 days. Some of them made out of coon, you know, buffalo hides and such as that. I don't remember never seeing nothing like that. I know one time I remember, in 1933 or 32, I was real small, you know. Went to the bowl game, probably let them, some of them could have up. Went to a ball game. We went to a ball game out there out from Preston. And I seen them sitting around the fire eating watermelon with coats on, overcoat. It's so cold that day.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time I ever seen it cold on the 4th day of July. Heap of people running down here now, remember. I was talking about down there the other day before I went to school, I was talking about how cold it was back in the day.
Was it colder here then? Did it ever snow?
No, it didn't snow. I never remember snow. Every once in a while, you see a little hum of snow to him several years ago, and the snow got had run the machine up down the road to get snow on it out there. And I know it froze. When a mail car couldn't get on mail in 2 weeks, train couldn't even go. It was full, but back then, when no snow, I never did see no snow. There's nothing but pure cold, pond froze over. You could walk on them ponds when you, and it froze so hard. That's 1933, I think it was. I remember my church, that pond was, three-quarter mile wide, and it was 3 mile long.
Uh-huh.
I'd take a rock and chunk on top of it, and that rock go from one side to the other of it.
What pond was this?
Up there, that was in Randolph, in a creek, in a tail can, McGill Mill. I went there, chunk a rock, take a rock and chunk on it, and it put me on the woods the way we under. That's that hill peanut field. The other side of what they're gonna do with your granddad's property.
I just don't know, JC. I guess they'll just keep farming it for a while, you know, as long as Sonny lives there. I don't know how long he's gonna live.
Yeah.
We're just trying to keep together, you know, because that's what that granddaddy wanted to do, so.
He told me, before he died, he said, he sure wanted folks to look after Sonny. That means, he said, you sure see Sonny look after if anything happened to me. And Sonny been good. I'll go by there, somebody, go, get.